Hey there, this is Seth Wars from Channel 9 coming to you from the beautiful Building 17. We're going to be talking about some intelligence services, and I have some special guests here. Why don't you tell us who you are and what you do? We'll start with you, and then we'll go here.
So I'm Rupali Kochalgi. I'm a program manager on the Azure Machine Learning team.
Fantastic.
Hey, hi. My name is Wee Hyung. I'm a data scientist manager on the Azure Machine Learning team.
Fantastic. So I am a lover of machine learning. So why don't you tell us, give us a little introduction about what you're talking about, and then I think we're going to get into specifics too.
Okay.
So, Polly.
So today here we are here to talk about the Cortana Intelligence Gallery.
Okay.
The gallery, to put it very simply, is a website that lets our growing community of developers, data scientists, both aspiring expert, to discover, learn, and share resources or analytic solutions that we have on the site.
So if we're looking at the sort of the gallery, is this a place where Microsoft people just make a bunch of examples, or is it more than that?
No, the really cool part of the site is that it's not just, you know, all of us contributing to the site. It's actually the community at large, you know, like any data scientist, any developer. We have some companies as well contributing to the site. So yes, so it's really a community-driven site. And so they can come in here, for example, like experiments, machine learning models. Those are things that they can contribute as well. And in fact, if you see here, there are a couple of examples already that are contributed. Like Tarun is a community contributor. We also have the ability to contribute tutorials on the site. And these are community contributed as well. It could be contributed by Microsoft.
I see.
So yes, it's both.
So we're talking about intelligence services. For some reason, in my head, I'm thinking Azure Machine Learning. But is it more than that?
Yes, definitely. So it's a great question. So it started out as an Azure Machine Learning Gallery, mm-hmm. really focused on data science. But we, you know, right now it's really the Cortana Intelligence Gallery.
I see.
And it, you know, corresponds to the Cortana Intelligence Suite that we have, which includes not just machine learning, but it includes, you know, things for data ingestion, storage, information management, visualization. So it's a whole suite of services that comprise the suite. And then the gallery has examples on how to, you know, put these services together, build a solution, how to use a particular service. And, you know, this is an, you know, work in progress. So, you know, as we talk, we're like continuing to add more examples for other services and not just focus on machine learning.
I see. So when we're talking about the gallery, we're talking about sort of an amalgamation of a bunch of services that may or may not include Azure Machine Learning, but it will include other data services put together.
Yes.
Fantastic. Well, why don't you take us through the site so that someone that's going here for the first time will be able to sort of look around.
Yes, so you know the site, the homepage is basically just highlighting content that we have on the site.
Okay.
So the first part is just featured content that we pick, you know, based on its, you know, it's recently added, it's interesting to our community users, for consumers of the site. And then we have, like, you know, we highlight recently added content and what's popular. But essentially, I think the gist of it is that you can discover content that is related to a specific service, or for example, we have an industry page that highlights content that's based on the industries that we focus on, and we are adding to this as well. So for example, you could go to like retail, say you're interested in figuring out how to, you know, recommendations for your site. Okay, if you want to show some offers, like how do you do that? So you can actually just go, so for example, this is a machine learning API. So you can, you know, this basically tells you what the API is about, and then you can, if you want to, you can go and sign up for the API. There's in fact a free service. You can get, you know, 10,000 transactions for free. You can go try it out and see how the recommendations API works. But it's really, so let's go back. So if you see, for example, experiments, if you're a data scientist and say you're an aspiring data scientist and you want to learn how to use our platform, how to, you know, solve a certain data science problem, and then, you know, we's probably going to talk a lot more about that. But for example, let's just go, for example, it's clustering. Let's just find some examples. So I found one. This is contributed by Microsoft. But what this essentially is doing is, okay, where did you get your data set? You know, what are the features you used? How did you massage the data?
Mm-hmm.
How did you build the model? So it's just like, you know, a step-by-step walkthrough of what, how you can actually go about doing this and cluster companies. For this one is, for example, based on Wikipedia data, it's clustering companies to say, okay, are they in the same category or not? So this is, you know, so it's basically a step-by-step. So anybody who's like learning the platform wants to understand how to solve this problem can come over here. And the best part is it's not just, you know, reading the text.
Sure.
It's not a documentation page only, but it lets you try it out. So for example, you can open that experiment in the Machine Learning Studio, mm-hmm. Which is a web-based IDE for building predictive models. And once you go in here, it lets you run the experiment. So I'm just going to pick, this is V's machine, so I'm going to pick whatever he has.
Let's just load everything on his Azure. I'm really excited. So as this is running, I saw a couple of things. And I know, obviously, it's doing a lot of stuff. But before we get there, I saw on the front page, I saw there was something like an experiment. There was a collection, and then I saw something like tutorials. We also saw sort of a separation by vertical, like for example, by markets.
Yes.
So can you tell me a little bit about what the difference between an experiment, a collection, and a tutorial is, or is there such a difference?
Yes, definitely, yes. So experiments, think of it as machine learning models.
Okay.
Tutorials are, they're not just focused on machine learning.
Okay.
They're basically, for example, if you just go, let's go to a tutorial here. So, for example, you know, like this one is a fraud detection template, and it uses SQL Server R services.
I see.
And a lot of times they take you to, you know, where the code lives so that you can actually look at the code and see how you can put that together.
See.
So this is something that the community can actually contribute. We just opened it up to the community so
awesome.
We can, you know, get contributions there as well. So that's a tutorial. Collections is interesting. It's kind of orthogonal to these two because it basically is... So you find something interesting in the gallery and you want to, you know, you find a bunch of things that are interesting in the gallery. You want to save them for future reference,
sure.
like a Pinterest board.
Oh,
so
I
you
see.
Can go ahead and, you know, you can put them together. And we have like, you know, for example, we have a collection for like all the education related experiments. So it's just like one place to group things together.
Can I log in and make my own collection?
Yes, that definitely, yeah. The community can, you can go, you know, log in, create your own collection. You can go to like any page like this and you can say just add to collection and it'll show you if you have any collections or you can create a new collection and you add it there. So it's basically something that you're adding a bookmarking for a future reference.
That's awesome.
And so yeah, those are collections.
Which brings us back now to the experiment that you just set up, right? And
yes.
this is the other kind that we're looking at.
So yes, so the experiment, okay, so this finished running. So you know, so the beauty of it, like I was saying, is you not only you can read what it does, like a documentation site, but you can actually also try it out and see, okay, what is the, you know, what is the data set? What does that look like? Or what is the algorithm used? You can play around with it. You can visualize the results. So you can do all of that so right there with a click of a button.
Okay.
And all of those different things, like, you know, the APIs, some of the APIs have a try it now experience, mm-hmm. or for example, you know, there are competitions as well. And so a lot of it is interactive.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a specific call to action, you know, which says, okay, you could actually try this and see what happens. So it's really meant to be interactive, try it now experience for aspiring new data scientists to help them ramp up.
So before we get to Wei, you mentioned something about a competition sort of thing. What is that all about?
So competition is something that we rolled out, I believe, a few months ago. So it's right now it's an ML. We ran a bunch of ML competitions. So we started, we had one competition that completed, I believe, in June. And so, you know, so basically it's machine learning competitions. Think of it, it's similar to Kaggle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's similar to that. So people compete, there's a leaderboard, so we have, you know, who won and so on.
This looks like Jennifer Marsman's stuff where she was reading her husband's brain, right? This is awesome.
So right now there is one competition that's running. It's the Women's Health Risk Assessment. And then we have a sample competition just to explain what the rules are and how you enter and so on.
It's the IRIS data set. It's one of my favorite ones. And the 10S data set that we all use when we learn machine learning. All right, Wei, what were you going to tell us about?
So I think when Rupali asked me to join this, it was to say, hey, you know, how am I using the gallery, right? How does the data scientist on my team uses the gallery? And it's interesting because when we first started, it was a call from Rupali. And she said, hey, you know, you guys are writing a book on Azure Machine Learning. Maybe it's good to share your samples. And there's this gallery that you can contribute your samples to. So that's when we started, right? We started about 2 years ago, we started writing a book on Azure Machine Learning. And then as part of the book, we need a way to be able to deliver the samples to people. But one of the problems with delivering samples is you don't want people to download, set up, and so on and so forth. You want them to get into an environment where you have a ready thing where you can just open and start using it. So Gallery provides the perfect environment for this. That's how we started.
I imagine it's pretty challenging if you're doing like an IoT machine learning situation where you have to set up a lot of different things all together, and just reading about it might be difficult to sort of put it together.
Yep, that's right. So one of the things we did was to say, hey, you know, because each chapter of the book covers a specific industry scenario, which is end-to-end, we need a way to say, hey, you know, go in, right, data is there, or the sample data is there, and you see the exact same experiment that we're telling you about, right? And then you can choose to evolve it and contribute back to the community. That's why we started using the gallery.
I see. So can you tell me some examples of some gallery things that you've set up already?
Sure. So one of the things that we covered was on this topic called telco customer churn, right? Trying to identify, hey, you know, given the call logs from telcos, how do you detect whether the customers were churned or not, right?
I see.
So in the book, we went through, hey, you know, how do you go about doing data pre-processing? How do you do feature engineering? All the way to building the experiment. And in the same experiment that we contributed to the gallery, right, we did the same as well. So you today can go to the gallery and you can say, hey, you know, let's take a look at telco customer churn, and you see it there.
Okay. Right,
and if you click on it, you see the exact same setup that we discussed in the book, right? And I could immediately open in studio, right? And I have a churn experiment, right? Ready to evolve and take it forward.
So why don't we go and click on it? What's gonna happen when I click on this? Is this gonna generate the whole thing?
Oh, okay. So right now when you click on it, you only get to the experiment part of it, right? If you want to generate the whole thing, right? Within the gallery, actually have this thing called solution templates.
Oh, I see.
So
okay.
That will not only just generate the experiment, right? It will generate the entire solution. So for example, if you use different parts of the Cortana Intelligence Suite, whether it's Data Factory or whether it's Stream Analytics, right? You will be able to click on solution templates and you will be able to say, hey, you know, should I deploy this to your subscription? Mm-hmm. By the time it finishes deployment, you get an end-to-end solution, right? Which you are ready to evolve as well.
And it's not just like a fake solution. It's the literal thing that you built in your book or someone else might have
set up. That's right.
Yeah. How hard is it to set up these solution templates?
So if let's get to the solution templates. So right now you see that we have a few, right? We have things like predictive maintenance for aerospace, vehicle telemetry analysis, and energy demand forecasting.
I see.
Right, so if I were to click on, say, energy demand forecasting, you'll see this and I could click deploy. Right. Now, for the data scientists as well as the solution architects on our team, right, in order for us to get a solution template up and running, it's a matter of saying, hey, you know, I have deployed the services to Azure. Azure provides what you call ARM templates.
Oh,
right,
of course.
And ARM templates are the core of all this deployment.
Of
right?
course.
The tricky part is how do you chain the ARM templates together so you have an end-to-end solution. That's also taken care of by the deployment environment or infrastructure as well.
This is pretty amazing. So so far we see that there's three solution templates. If I want to build another one and contribute it, is it just a matter of building an ARM template and putting it somewhere, or is this something that only Microsoft can do?
So right now, the solution template is only something that Microsoft can do. We've been thinking about how can we make it easier for others to contribute as well. It's definitely something that we should talk with Rupali, and then we can see how we can take that forward.
Because literally, it's generating all these services on Azure, and we need to be careful that
we
don't want just any rando guy to be like, hey, deploy all this stuff.
Exactly, that's right. Yep.
Yeah, I think we're just working through like how that would work. I mean, for example, over here you can still see, you know, like what is it that you're signing up for?
Yep.
You know, what are the different services that are put together, like Stream Analytics, Event Hub, HD Insight. But yes, definitely, you know, we need to figure out like what would be the contribution story for this. So this is right now Microsoft only, but like everything in the gallery, based on the philosophy we have, we want the community to be able to contribute things to the gallery.
So it feels like this is pretty expansive, and I've always thought that data science is hard to sort of talk about because there's so many pieces everywhere. It feels like the gallery is trying to bring all these things together.
That's right, yeah.
Definitely.
In fact, in a lot of the conversations that we have, right, whether it's customers engaged in a data science kind of conversation or Azure data all up kind of conversation, many a times they say, hey, you know, you show us slides about Cortana Intelligence, right? But show us how we can get our hands dirty, right, and action upon it so that their IT staff can start looking at it, exploring it before they gain confidence in it, right? And we say, hey, you know, if you're talking about, say, one of these specific examples, just use the solution template. You deploy the exact same solution that we show on stage. You deploy the exact same solution that we might have talked to you about. Mm-hmm. That's a very powerful way for you to learn about all the services, right? Without having to start from nothing, right?
Yeah.
That's why most people appreciate that.
Yeah. And I think the other thing I just wanted to point out was it's not, you know, just a sample that's sitting there that you have to figure it out. Like, if you have any questions, you know, most of our samples have a lot of, like, active engagement questions back and forth mm-hmm. that either we jump in and answer or somebody from the community just jumps in and answers as well. And I think that's a valuable part of learning through the gallery.
Yeah, and I have a hard mm-hmm. time sometimes with Azure, not because it doesn't have what I need, mm-hmm. but because it has what I need like three different ways,
yep,
right? And it's good to see like a solution that I can sort of deploy and take a look at. And I've done the airline one already myself,
yep,
and it's pretty amazing because just deploying it and seeing that visualization of what actually is going on was really helpful. So what do you want developers to do with this?
Well, I think, you know, if, for example, we have a edX course mm-hmm. that, you know, is a data science course, or you're just learning data science on your own. So one of the ways you can come here is and utilize this is basically, you know, you just look for, you know, sample experiments. And for example, like I said, you know, maybe you're doing something to do with classification, mm-hmm. you're just learning. So look at, you know, this is like a real example about how to categorize news articles. So just come here and, you know, start looking through what kind of samples we have. And I think anytime like you need to figure something out, this is, you know, a good resource to go to figure out, okay, is there somebody else that has solved this problem already? Let's come here and see if there's something that can helpful. It may be not that, you know, you just can take this and right away you just deploy and you mm-hmm. have a solution.
Right.
You may still have to like add to it, you
sure.
know, play with it. But at least you get a sense of like how has, you know, like we solved it mm-hmm. or how have you solved it? And this is a good place to come here and check that out.
As a data scientist, how would this have been helpful when you were learning data science?
Oh, if I've just started in data science and I have something like this, I wouldn't have to dig through tons of resources on the web just to find what I need. Yeah. Super amazing.
Yeah, I've read lots of papers, and it takes quite some time, as you good folks know. So let's do a call to action on the website, and then maybe anything for the future just to finish up. What's the website? We'll call it out. We'll put it below. Are there any other resources other than this that they should go to?
Well, you know, just so this basically links to the Cortana Intelligence Suite. So if mm-hmm. you want to know more about what the suite itself does, I think this is a good page to get like a good high-level overview. What's, like you were asking, is it just machine learning? What are the services in it? This is a good place to just come and, you know, look at what's included in the suite.
Got it.
So this is like an overview of the suite, and then, you know, once you get you know, understanding of this, get to the gallery and just start exploring the examples over there.
Fantastic.
And give us feedback, you know, if you find something that you really want there and we don't have it, you know, somebody in the community
is
going to do that.
I'll do it, dang it, I will. Any final words, my friend?
No, I think just use the gallery. I think it's a good resource for you to jumpstart if you're getting into data science. But even if you're a very experienced data scientist, right, trying to see what other experienced data scientists have do will help you evolve your knowledge as well. So get started.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us. We've been learning all about Cortana Intelligence Suite and the wonderful gallery that has examples, tutorials, you can make your own collections, and also solution templates that you can deploy. There's three there and hopefully many more to come. Thanks so much for watching. My name is Seth Juarez. This is Channel 9. We'll see you next time. Take care.